The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590.
Follow me. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors and a Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday this year. Whatever holiday you'll be celebrating within the last week and the coming week. I mean, it's a very important time of the year. Well, it is really cold out there, and I mean really cold. My favorite saying as a kid, not a kid, but when my kids were little kids, it would be, they're cold bunnies in the woods. Those little tails are going, pop. So remember all the great outdoors. And, you know, if you got a bird feeder, make sure it's full. And, you know, they burn off a lot of energy, and I'm sure that the other animals are all doing well. You don't need to go out into the and put anything out for them. They're going to be okay. Okay, but, you know, when it's, you know, so cold like this, and I mean, oh, man, I can't even think. If it were me, I'd be sitting the last 2 days watching old TV shows and going through all my fishing stuff. But since it's Christmas, Steve, and it means you've got to get everything ready for the holiday. And if you have kids or grandkids, you don't have time for anything. It's just, did you ever notice that? When you have kids, there's no time for anything. It's gone. But we make time, okay? On today's show, though, we've got a couple of interesting guests. First of all, we have Steve Ettinger is going to be coming on the program today. He is the Executive Director of the Illinois Conservation Foundation. He was on about a month ago talking about the pheasant hunting program that the state had. It was a fundraiser we had down at the Springfield area. We had a great time. 150 people were there, and we had so much fun. She took a lot of pheasants home. Woo-hoo, yeah, nothing wrong with that. But, you know, they do a lot of things, okay? The Conservation Foundation does a huge amount, and they are such a good organization, and they are a 501c3 charitable organization, which means that at the end of the year here, when you're going, oh, I don't want to pay the government more money, and I'm looking for a charity to give to, I have a few charities that I really support, but the Conservation Foundation is kind of a cool one because they just do so much. This group is really dedicated to the outdoors and getting kids, women, men, schools, older people, and, you know, just more into the outdoors and giving them a chance for someone who has not had the chance for them to experience what you and I know oh so well, what the great outdoors is. And let's create another generation of people who will protect and make it better for the future. Not just for us, but our children's children's children. I think I've said that before. Oh, God. So I hope you listen up, and we'll go into their website and, you know, maybe help the foundation out and do a little bit for them. And don't forget to say that, hey, Chauncey sent me out here, okay? It always helps. That's so cool. Then my good friend Danny Hayes is coming on. He is such a good-hearted soul. I go out to his place to do a little turkey hunting, and I try to do some coyote hunting. I just do some fishing. Danny is a really good fisherman. He could have easily been a pro. Easily. But he, you know, he's dedicated to his family, and it was more important to him to be with family than anything else. So we're going to come and talk to him about Christmas and, you know, how they love it and how his wife, his kids, they have this huge love for the outdoors. And, you know, we're going to talk about some of the Christmas gifts he may have received as a kid or things that he gave his family as a kid as a Christmas gift for the great outdoors. That's pretty cool. And then last, we're going to hear my parody of "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" poem, but I actually call it "'Twas the Night of Christmas for All the Forest Animals." That'll be in the last segment of the show. And it's just kind of a little special holiday thing, you know what I mean? So, but first of all, we have to hear the important news first. And the important news is the Aiden Fishen Report. We're going to do it early because of the poem at the end of the show. So let's hear the Aiden Fishen Report, and then we'll get some other outdoor news going on. "Papa, Merry Christmas. It will be fun seeing you and my other cousins for a few days next week. I hope you're up for it, because we're going to run you ragged." Oh, they dropped the gauntlet. Hey, when your grandchildren are between 10 and 13 years old, they can run you ragged. But let's get back to his note here. He says, we're going to run you ragged, he wrote. "Weather has not been good for being outside the last couple of days. Way too windy and way too cold. My mom, the fireman, said no one should be out, so we're all at home, but she has to go out on calls when no one should be going out there. I'm pretty proud of my mom." Cool. "Before the cold, I went to the Grand River with Dad, and we watched the guys pop a few steelhead and talk to them, and I even saw a walleye get hooked, but the fisherman lost it right when he was going to put it into the net. We all laughed, and all the other guys were giving him a lot of grief about it. We then met a friend who had a ice pop-up shanty on a lake, and we caught some bluegills in it. That was fun to be in it. It was also a little warm, and then because he had a heater, we caught the bluegills, and there was 4 inches of ice. After a while, Richie and I put on our ice skates, and we had fun racing from angler to angler to see how they were doing. That was fun, but it started to get real cold, and I mean cold, so we left. We'll see you next week. Looking forward to Christmas and what the Christmas Santa is going to bring me. Love you, your grandson, hockey star, and fisherman Aiden." He's going to add another line, I think, to everyone. But that's okay. Hey, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds goose hunters that the goose hunting season open again in the Southern Goose Zone. This opportunity will remain open until January 3rd. It gives the opportunity to people who took the Christmas week off to get out and do a little bit of hunting. Nothing wrong with that. Michigan DNR is going crazy with all the snow they're getting dumped on in western Michigan right now with the heavy snow. But if you're going to be out on a snowmobile, they say ride on the right side of the trail or road, riding with your machine lights on, watching for and yielding to the trail groomers, ensuring your machines are in good working condition before you go out there and don't get stuck. Leaving a ride plan, which means say where you're going and leave it at home, so in case there's a problem, they can find you quickly. Riding at the safe distance between the person in front of you. Snowmobiles have a delayed stop time. That's right. They don't have a brake system as well. I mean, when you let off the gas, it takes them a little bit to slow down. But please, also, if you're riding a trail, have all your permits and copies of the paperwork if you did not get the stamp. Those are important. Okay. Hey, real quick here, I want to tell you, you know, many years, and we haven't done this in so long, but it was a great of Christmas Eve event. Ron Brzezicki dressed up as Santa Claus, and it was Kenny Schneider, myself, a couple of other guys, and we would go on the lakefront and go from Montrose Harbor to Burnham Harbor, find fishermen out in the outdoors with their kids, and we would give them gifts for no reason. There was no press, no nothing. And we had so much fun. We'd laugh. The fishermen that were out there would say, "Well, what do I owe you for this?" We said, "Nothing. We're just here to say thank you for being in the outdoors and bringing your kids into the great outdoors." it was important to us. We wanted to make sure that they were being recognized. And even one year we got, I think it was the Bears were playing at Soldier Field. We got all over the TV because we were all dressed up out on the ice in Burnham Harbor. And they sent a TV crew down there. And we were singing Christmas songs every time they were coming in and out of a break. It was unbelievable. Hey, so don't go away. We've got a whole lot more show for you right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2023 models of Lund and Low boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard, at a price you can lock in today. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and at Waterworks Marine, you can get the boat of your dreams for 2023. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard, make only one stop. That's Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago. Let's fish it. Ice fish, baby.
Ice fish, baby. Hey, guys, stop. on the lake, so we're going fishing. With me is my best friend Mike. We're hitting Lake Poygan for the trophy fight.
Will I catch a perch?
Hey, I guess so. I got some new jigs and a brand new Zebco. I loaded up the truck with all my new gear. Mike got the bait.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Christmas. I had to call somebody who we've spoke about a number of times on the show. And the reason I wanted to get Danny Hayes on the phone with us, my good friend Dan Hayes. And, yeah, Mike Reynolds likes him, too. But he's got three really marvelous kids. He's got Josh, Berkeley, and Abigail, right?
That is correct, Chauncey, yep.
Now, I'm pretty impressed that I got it all right. But, you know, one of the things, Dan, you have loved the outdoors all of your life, correct?
Yes, I have, yes.
And you've done so much in the outdoors and had fun. But you thought the outdoors were important for your kids, right?
Yep, that's correct, Chauncey. You know, we had talked about, you know, buying gifts and stuff for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And, as I was thinking back of that, when I was about 10 years old, my dad bought me a recurve bow and arrow for Christmas.
Ooh.
And it was just like a little 20-pound fiberglass, you know, and two arrows.
Mm-hmm.
And all I did for as long as I can remember was practice in the backyard. And I can honestly tell you that, you know, thinking back, that changed my life forever. You know, so... Yeah, my kids are pretty outdoorsy. Yeah,
yeah, I would say so.
Yeah,
especially that little Abigail. We won't get it, but
you know. No, we don't want to bring her up. No,
no, no, don't bring her up. But you know, you just said it. You know, I've said it for several weeks now. You know, I tell people, I go, if you're, you know, besides your own kids, you know, you got a neighbor kid or something like that, you know. You know, go and pick up a, you know, and, you know, and they are not a sponsor of us, but like a Zebco 33, you know, kit, you know, the rod and reel kit, you know, and mm-hmm. you know, give yeah. it to the neighbor from Santa, because he sees you taking your kid out, and, you know, then your kid has got somebody his age that will go with you guys, and you've just created another whole storm that's going to get bigger down the road, right?
Yeah, that's right, Chauncey.
Oh, my God.
One thing that I've seen in my life is that it doesn't take much to change the outcome of a kid. One little bitty gesture, like you just said, you know, mm-hmm. to give him a fishing pole, take him fishing, like with my kids. You know, Josh has multiple friends that we take all the time, and they're at my house all the time. You know, we're always doing things together. We ended up doing things with their parents, and it brings you closer together.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, being in the outdoors has changed a kid's life forever.
Yeah. So. And like I said, a Christmas gift is such a great thing. Any kind of an outdoor gift. It doesn't have to be, it could be Christmas, his birthday, who cares, New Year's, whatever reason, yeah. Tell it on his birthday.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't make a difference. Yeah. I mean, you know, I bought my kids bow and arrows. I bought them fishing poles, shotguns, .22,
mm-hmm.
And then to be able to go out in the field, you know, mm-hmm. and teach them how to handle it and, you know, to make sure everything is safe and everything. And to experience that with them for the very first time, you know, being out hunting and things like that. Those are the memories that a dad never forgets ever in his life. You know,
yeah.
I'll never forget stuff with Berkeley and Joshua and Abigail. I'll never forget it. No, mm-hmm. ever.
But I do, you know, I do know you want to forget some of those things with Mike and I, but that's another subject, you know.
Well, I would love to forget some of that, but it's burned in my memory and it's never going to go away, especially with Reynolds.
Yeah,
there's
I know.
Stuff burned in there that, yeah.
It's just, it's there. But, you know, like you just said, you know, you buy a Christmas gift. And, you know, this with this electronic world, and I'm not saying the electronic world's a bad thing, you know, because when we were kids, there was something our parents didn't like that we wanted, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure that they won't admit it, but there was probably something that they wanted that their parents didn't want to buy for them.
Yeah, know, absolutely, yeah.
That's how it goes. Yeah. But, you know, like... Go ahead.
I got Berkeley Baitcaster when she was probably, I think, 10,
mm.
10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Josh was before that. You know, Josh was going at it probably at 8 in the yard with a bait caster.
Mm-hmm.
And Berkeley was probably 10. And both of them, you know, Josh now, he's 17 years old. And that's his goal in life. He wants to be a professional fisherman. He will stomp me to the dirt now in the boat all the time. I mean, for a 17-year-old, you know, he can skip underneath the dock. He can, you know, he can roll a jig underneath the dock or do whatever he wants to do. And he's really, you know, good at it. And it all started with a Christmas gift. You know, and it will make a difference in their life, that's for sure.
That's exactly why I want people to understand that, how important, you know, a gift of the outdoors is. And that's just it. It's a gift of the outdoors. And I hate to say this, but it works for the older people, too, because I will never forget one year I bought my mother a new rod and reel combination. Mm-hmm. And I gave it to her, and you would swear to God, I gave her 3,000 roses. She was so excited.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was, oh, my God. I have to go, it's a fisher. Honest to God, you swear I gave her 3,000 roses. She was so happy. And, you know, it's not just for the kids. It's the other people. But as you said, it gives, you mentioned something kind of not quick in passing, but you said that, okay, you got your kids a gift for the holidays, you know, a gift of the outdoors, and their friends now are coming to your house. And I hate to say, but there's nothing better than having your friends and your kids' friends at your house than running around someplace else.
No, I'd rather have them at my house so I can watch over them. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, they're teenagers and they need things to do nowadays, you know, and so they don't get in trouble. And being in the outdoors is a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, I had a kid that's been on our fishing team for 4 years out duck hunting last weekend. And what a joy it is just to lay in the ditch and listen to them two talk. You know, and to just sit there and listen, mm-hmm. you know, like you're a fly on the wall and you're not really paying attention. But to hear them jack each other and back and forth and just to be there and enjoy that and to know that all it took was one gift to make all that happen.
Exactly. And
yeah.
It, you know, you mentioned a rod and reel and you mentioned a shotgun or you mentioned, you know, something else. But I mean, even if it's, you know, a pair of binoculars, if it's an outdoor gift. That's what I'm trying to get a point. It's the outdoor gift. Yeah. And those kids went crazy. And, you know, Danny does a huge amount of work with the high school. Don't you there?
Yeah. We have sure do.
You got to say the name of the high school, buddy. I'm not.
It's Durand High School. Yeah. That's where I'm at right now. And that probably, I would think, influenced my life more than anything, being involved with all the high school kids. Yeah,
because you can see
their parents come out and watch them fish and all that kind of stuff. It changed everybody. Yeah.
And the one thing that I've always loved about that is you get a kid involved in the outdoors. You give them a Christmas gift of a fishing rod. And we're kind of playing on a fishing rod right now, but only because we're talking about high schools. But you give the kid a fishing rod. Then they learn more about fishing, and then they go to, you know, they get on their high school team, and it doesn't, you don't have to be the tallest kid to be play basketball to go on the fishing team. You don't have to be the beefiest kid to play on the fishing team instead of football. I mean, kids and girls of all sizes can play on the fishing team. And what just blows my mind, Danny, is that if they did this, I'm not going to say how many years ago, for both of us,
would have been like 40 for you, correct?
Easy. We could have gone to college on a scholarship.
I know.
Look at the doors.
Could have been on a college fishing team and fished for a lot of money. Yeah.
A simple fishing rod to a kid. How can you go wrong?
You can't.
No.
No.
And it's a great way to say Merry Christmas. Well, good, Dan. Dan, I mean, like I said, there's been tons of stuff. And like I said, you've got the full spectrum from your oldest to your youngest. And, you know, that youngest one, she's got a few notches in her fishing rod, doesn't she?
Oh yeah, she does. She's quite the. I can honestly say that she's killed more turkeys than you and Chauncey, or you and Reynolds have in my house.
I know that's because that's because when she's in the blind, she's not laughing or crinkling, you know, wrappers. Oh, I know. You know?
she loves turkey hunt.
Does she?
Yeah, that's her thing. And deer hunting. I mean, we've been hunting quite a few times this year, and she's had some opportunities that she let go by because they were does with fawns. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that at all.
Yeah.
You know, it's a personal preference, whatever you'd like to do. And she's like, I don't want to shoot that one. I want one with horns on it. And I'm like, okay. So we're still waiting. And, you know, but we actually had one night we had 3 bucks come in during the youth season. And we had a button buck that came in and licked the ladder of our tree stand. I'm not kidding. We had a pretty nice 8-pointer that she didn't want to shoot. She didn't think it was big enough. But we had 3 bucks at one time, and she was videotaping it on her phone. And a little button buck walked right up and licked the ladder. You know, where we put our hands at. Mm-hmm. She thought that was the greatest thing in the world, and she's hooked, that's for sure. So,
well, once again, we're talking with Danny Hayes, my good friend of this station, friend of, you know, yeah, Mike Reynolds, even. But, you know, he is just somebody who has brought the outdoor experience, and besides his own family, but to so many other kids with high school fishing team and much, much more, just, and their friends to get them out and see it. And I would have to say that you are a firm supporter of an outdoor gift to the children on this Christmas day, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Danny, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Yeah. Thank you, Chauncey. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
All right. We'll see you in beginning. We'll see you in the first season of turkey season, won't we?
Yes, we will. We're going to roll one over.
Yeah, so we will.
Have a good time.
If not, we're going to have the best time of our life. Thank you so much for coming on, Dan.
All right. Thank you, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff. So become part of Waterworks staff and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the entire Midwest, with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com and tell them Chauncey sent you. Hey, sportsmen, it's the season of giving, so give the gift of Midwest Outdoors Magazine.
Issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to takemefishing.org. That's takemefishing.org.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com.
go fishing with Captain Tony, and get ready to yell, fish on!
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh, dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way, bells on bobtail ring.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. On this great Christmas weekend, I just want to wish everybody a most blessed holiday. But since we're talking about the holidays, that means we're coming to the end of the year. And on the phone with me right now, we've got my good buddy who I've gone pheasant hunting with and a couple of dinners and several other things I can't even remember. But this is Steve Ettinger, who is the director of the I'm sorry, you're not the director. That's the boss, the director, right, Steve?
That's right.
But he is the, what was your title, CEO, chairman of board? What would you be your title?
Executive director.
Executive director. Steve Ettinger, executive director of the Illinois Conservation Foundation. The director of the DNR is the boss, but that's another subject. I don't want to get yelled at when she hears this, you know. So, hey, Steve, the Illinois Conservation Foundation, and I've known it for many years, but a lot of people don't realize that, you know, you could help the outdoors and get a tax write-off and get more people involved in the outdoors through the Illinois Conservation Foundation.
Yeah, that's right. We our primary goal is to try to help more people experience the outdoors, whatever that means, you know, whether it's fishing, hunting, cycling, you name it, bird watching. We want more people to spend more time outside. Our slogan is turning screen time into green time.
No, nothing wrong with that at all, you know. Nothing wrong with that at all. But, I mean, in how does the Illinois – because people say, well, what do they do with our money that we give? Well, they do a lot, right?
That's right. We focus, our focus is primarily what we call recruitment programs. So we try to get people who maybe traditionally haven't had these opportunities, you know. And you grew up in a rural community, you probably had plenty of opportunities to go fishing and hunting with your family or on a family owned property or something like that. But a lot of people grow up in cities and don't have those opportunities. They don't know where to go, they don't know where to start. They might be interested in going fishing or hunting. But, you know, you pick up the regulations and they're thick and they're difficult to understand. And, you know, you just say, well, I don't know what to do. So our goal is to help make it easier for people to get out there and experience the outdoors. So we have programs ranging from helping women becoming an outdoors woman program, people with disabilities, the Disabled Outdoors Opportunities Program. You know, we sponsor fishing derbies in underserved communities. We have groups of at-risk youth coming to our Torsenson property in northern Illinois, just to do all kinds of things, you know, hike around, go on a nature walk, learn how to fish. You know, we provide everything they need to enjoy themselves and be successful in the outdoors.
Right. And I mean, you know, one of the things I know, you do this Schoolyard Habitat Action Grants. This is a program where you give out like 450, I think, different grants to Illinois schools where the kids can plant native plants and create a wildlife habitat, you know, area on site, which means, you know, they got to be involved with planning and planting and maintaining. They can see a process. They can understand that the outdoors just doesn't happen. We have to help it, right?
That's right. The Schoolyard Habitat Action Grant is one of a few education programs that we help provide funding for. And, you know, usually those take the shape of a pollinator garden on a school playground. You know, teacher, science teacher, somebody will write in to apply for the grant. We'll provide the funding, and they go out and get all the supplies they need to build a pollinator garden. The kids are involved in the design of it, and you know, then the planting, and then they get to watch it grow, and then they get to watch the butterflies and the bees come in and watch how all of that works in real time. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the education programs. We also have one where teachers can apply for funding to take their classes on biodiversity field trips, meaning they can take them on to any site that has anything to do with biodiversity It could be a forest preserve, a state park, a museum, any type of place like that. We will help pay for the buses, the substitute teachers, the entrance fees, all that stuff. You can apply for funding through us for that. We also provide college scholarships for high school seniors that have shown dedication to the outdoors, leadership and conservation, those type of things.
Really? So, I mean, you know, you're also, it's not just a foundation that's saying, okay, we're going to go preserve the prairies. It's a foundation that's going to get the people interested in the prairies and the woodlands and the swamps and the this and the that and get them out into it and then help in the long run restoring wildlife habitat. Because, I mean, God, you guys have done a ton of stuff on, well, I think it was the very first artificial reef in Lake Michigan was from the foundation.
Yep, that was an ICF project. And yeah, that's a good point. You know, we focus on, you know, all groups of people that maybe haven't had these opportunities in the past, but we're also focused on future generations and helping to educate them about why conservation is important and what it means to be a part of conservation and to be yourself a conservationist or sportsman. And, you know, that even comes down to, you know, buying your fishing license and where that money goes and how that helps habitat. And you know, projects like the reef that you just mentioned, I mean, that was primarily funded through us, the ICF, but maintaining those waterways and things like buying a fishing license helps do all that. And it just so happens that when you go to buy your fishing license, there is a prompt at the end of your transaction asking if you'd like to donate to the Illinois Conservation Foundation.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with putting a little check there and putting a nice digit number there, you know. But then,
yeah, it's great.
But like I said, it's not just a single-minded foundation. I mean, you've even helped out the DNR getting land, purchasing land, so that we have more land to go play on.
Yeah, that was the primary reason for the foundation originally being put in place was to support the Illinois Department of Natural Resources through public-private partnership. And so we have no state or federal funding. All of our funding is raised privately, and then we use that money to support the mission of the DNR and in whatever way that looks like. Mm-hmm. And like we've described a bunch of those ways already, but that was our primary function initially. So if DNR is looking at purchasing land, we've been a part of that. If they have an emergency need for some equipment, you know, we've been a part of that. We've done restoration projects at state parks, the Black Hawk Indian statue in Oregon, Illinois, we were a part of that. So any type of project that they need, you know, they'll come to us. We'll talk about it with our board, and we try to move forward with raising private dollars to help out.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, you just mentioned the statue, the Eternal Indian statue in, what is it, State Park again? Was it Loudmiller? No.
Loudon State Park.
Loudon State Park.
In Oregon, Illinois. Yep.
Loudon State Park. I mean, that's... There's some, I'm not remembering it completely exactly right. You probably have it the tip of your tongue, but isn't it the largest single?
It's the second largest concrete monolithic statue in the world after the Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio de Janeiro.
That's amazing. It's in our backyard.
It's right there on the bluff along the river.
Yeah. I mean, that's a cool thing. And then, you know, once again, everybody, this is Steve Ettinger. He's the executive director of the Illinois Conservation Foundation. And this is the perfect time of the year to give your, you know, whether you can go online, make it easy for yourself, make a donation to them. And Steve's going to talk about that in a little bit here. But I just want you to know that it's so many different things that it does. I mean, you know, so many organizations, well, if you give money to them, they're going to use it to buy land. Or, okay, if you give an organization this, they're just going to use it to whatever, you know, plant fruit trees. But there's so many different programs that the foundation is helping. And it's not just helping the hunters or the fishermen. It's helping, as you said, the bird watchers, the hikers, the campers, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, becoming an outdoor woman is probably one of the greatest things I've ever attended in the state of Illinois program with the IDNR. I love it to watch these women learn skills that maybe their father only took the brothers and the uncles all went out hunting or fishing and, you know, they never got the chance. And now they're experiencing a whole new opening of a you know, it's an entire galaxy of things for them to work on and be part of and bring their children out. Because I, you know, my father worked nights and weekends. If it wasn't for my mom teaching me to fish and camp, I would have never done that. I mean, this is where it's such a marvelous program that, you know, this is why we need to get behind the fire. And they've been doing this for I don't know how many years even. But, you know, the wing shooting programs you do, the National Archery in Schools program, which is where high school, I think it's high schools, right?
Yeah, even down to middle school, too.
Oh, I didn't know that. So middle school and high schools have archery programs where kids can learn to shoot bow and arrow. In a supervised, safe environment. I mean, okay. Then you have the, what was the other one? I mentioned the wing shooting classes throughout the state. And I know I'm missing something somewhere because I don't know even how you can keep track of them all. You know.
Yeah, we're busy, that's for sure. And, you know, it's great work that we get to do. We enjoy our jobs every day that we go in, but we are reliant on donors for all of our funding. Yeah. So, I mean, there's no money coming from the state, no money coming from the federal government. We are 100% privately funded, and we rely on donors. This time of year is obviously the biggest time of year for nonprofit donations. People are looking for, you know, end of the year giving. They're feeling charitable between the holidays. And, you know, you also have the added benefit of getting a tax write-off. So to donate to the ICF, you can go to our website, which is ilconservation.org. That's IL like Illinois, ilconservation.org. There's a green leaf in the corner there that says donate. You can click on that, maybe poke around the website a little bit. You can check out all of our programs. And if there's a specific program you want your money to support, you know, just write that in the note section when you make your donation, and we'll make sure that that's where it goes. Otherwise, you know, it just says we're needed most, and we've given a lot of examples today of the different kind of programs that it'll go to support.
Mm-hmm. And really, that's exactly it. And let's say you've made wise decisions in your life over the years. Not me. But, you know, you've made wise decisions, and you've invested properly, or you purchased land that has, you know, grown in value. And if you have want to be a little bit larger donor in those respects, I think if you could call the Conservation Foundation office at, I think it's 217, what's the rest of the number?
785-2003.
Oh, it's 217-785-2003. You can, you know, talk to Steve or one of the other staff members about, hey, I've got this little bit bigger thing I would like to do with you guys and create a legacy in of my touch to the great outdoors. Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, there is so many things you can do, so many things you can touch, so many things you can be part of. And you're always looking for volunteer help. And let's not forget some of the great things that, well, you know, we've got the big pheasant hunt, the director's pheasant hunt that the foundation does as a fundraiser in November. We have a big gala coming up, which is like an annual meeting-ish for the Hall of Fame inductees, and just information about the foundation. It's going to be up here in Northern Illinois this first weekend in April this year. Keep an eye out for that. You'll hear it on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. There's so many things that I want people to realize they can touch with a simple donation to the Illinois Conservation Foundation, right?
That's right. You know, we've got a couple major fundraisers a year that you just mentioned. And then, you know, right now we're working on a couple other things that we can't announce quite yet, but we're excited about. And then, you know, in the Chicago area, if that's where you're listening from, you know, we're working on a project right now at William Power State Park there on the south side. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's an area we focus a lot on, these underserved communities and having fishing derbies, where we do rely on sponsors to help cover the cost of food and stuff like that. And we make sure there's staff there and fishing poles and bait and everything for kids. It's a completely free event, for people to come to and just learn to fish, you know, just learn a skill, learn to, you know, enjoy the outdoors and have a good time, you know? Mm-hmm. And, those are the kind of things that any donations to our foundation will help support.
Yeah. Once again, what is the website?
ilconservation.org. That's IL like Illinois, conservation.org.
And then just click on the little leaf you said, right?
Yep, there's a green leaf in the upper right-hand corner with a word that says, donate right on the green leaf.
Mm-hmm. And if you, you know, there's something more or something different that you would like to talk to Steve or anybody on his staff, just give them a call at area code 217-785-2003. And you can talk to them about what you have an interest in, and they might be able to point you in a direction and help you and make your tax deduction go further. All right, Steve.
Thank you so much for having me, Chelsea.
Well, I want to just say thank you for all the work you do throughout the year and for the many years that you've been working hard for the Illinois Conservation Foundation. Okay?
Thanks.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, man, you seen a bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know, and like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, why do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2023 models of Lund and Low boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard, at a price you can lock in today. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and at Waterworks Marine, you can get the boat of your dreams for 2023. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard, make only one stop. That's Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Did you know trespassing is the number one complaint against snowmobilers by landowners and is a leading cause in lost snowmobiling access? Most land adjacent to snowmobile trails is closed to snowmobiling, so stay on the trail. No trespassing means no snowmobiling. Just because there are snowmobile tracks off-trail doesn't mean it's open or legal. Ask first and know the off-trail rules before you go. Brought to you by the American Council of Snowmobile Associations and the Federal Highway Administration. Visit snowmobileinfo.org.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Chauncey.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at diamondghostcharters.com and Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella. Black and blue with a hint of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
For the kids to catch the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie.
Hello, everyone. A number of years ago, I was looking out my window at Christmas time, and I was watching the birds, the squirrels, and the chipmunks running around. It just looked like they were having fun. And I just thought about that poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." And then I came up with this for my animal friends, which I would like to read to you now, called "'Twas the Night of Christmas for the Animals." Was the night of Christmas, and at every tree trunk, not a creature was stirring, not even a chipmunk. Their stockings were hung in the pine tree with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. All the young animals were all snug in their beds, while visions of acorns and sweetgrass danced in their heads. And while Mama Chipmunk was laying in her bed of fresh hay, and I in my bed of fur and wearing my cap, we had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out of the tree there rose such a clatter, I sprang from my nest to see what was the matter. Away to the door I flew like a deer, pushed away the snow too to see what might be so near. The moon on the top of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to the forest below. When what to my little wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With the little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his courses they came, and he whistled and he shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the oaks, to the top of the pines, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. So up to the treetops their courses they flew, with a sleigh full of acorns and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on a tree limb the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, through the hollow hole St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and all his clothes were tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of acorns he had flung on his back and looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. The droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of his pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head looked just like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump and a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings with acorns and then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside his nose and giving a nod, up the hollow he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all the forest animals, and to all a good night." Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch through the ice, the geese we're hunting, and everything else we do in the great outdoors. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. Do something special for someone this holiday season, whether you know them or not. It's the holiday season. Do something special. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Merry Christmas, everyone.